Fellowships at Auschwitz for the Study of Professional Ethics is a remarkable, intense two-week program that
visiting and viewing historic Holocaust sites is the theme of this ethics training program. Father Michael Lamarca, who now serves as parochial vicar at St. John Paul II Parish in Lakeview, calls it a once-in-a-lifetime experience. He was the first seminarian from Christ the King in East Aurora to be selected to attend the FASB program.
And just had an incredible experience with everyone that I was with.
When Father Lamarca returned, he recommended another seminarian at Christ the King apply to have a chance to study in the program. Deacon Luke Eubler was accepted and participated in the program.
And that's how I got involved. I hadn't heard of it previous to formation coming and asking, would you be interested in joining this program? I talked to Father Lamarca, having known that he went just the year before, and he talked about his experience, and it sold me. I applied, and it was just an honor to be accepted into the program to begin with. They bring in people from all over the United States, all over the world.
Talk about the backdrop of using this Germany and Poland trip, using the Holocaust, Nazi Germany, in this intensive training to work on ethics for your profession.
In my application was, I've heard all these stories about World War II. I see it on the movie screens. I've never been there. I need to see what you see. I need to hear what you hear. I need to put myself into your shoes. And that's what we did there. We went to the different museums and places that were set up, the memorials that remembered the events of the Holocaust, the tragedy that it was. We got a feel for the culture and the background of the place. There really was a power of place and how they wrestle with their history and how it continues to unfold. You get to see that firsthand. It was powerful.
As Deacon Luke mentioned, it's that power of place. By taking us to Germany, by going to Auschwitz and Poland, and visiting these various sites in both countries, you really get to understand the culture that was affected and that came from the Holocaust. Berlin itself is a very new city as far as structure because of the results of the Second World War. And you get to experience that and encounter that. And their Holocaust memorial is only in the early part of the century, in the early 2000s.
Put it to the ethics of what you do and what you're doing to study to be a priest, what you do in your priesthood.
Is it has, for me, opened up my eyes and opened up my ministerial goals and objectives to be a lot more broad but also inclusive. You don't realize the issues that are out there and the struggles that are going on. We certainly saw many things be brought to the forefront in the recent presidential election. And that, for me, wasn't surprising because these were things that we were talking about amongst ourselves during the FASB experience. But what the FASB experience then allowed me to do was allowed me to, I believe, have more intelligent conversations and be able to have those the dialogue with parishioners, but also with the everyday person who wasn't a parishioner but knew that I was a priest and said, what's going on with the election? What direction do you see our country going? What worries, what concerns, what hopes do you have? And when you have that experience of the Holocaust and you talk about the religious leaders at the time, their role or what they were doing at the time, their pro-action or their lack of action, really kind of helped me, draw intelligent conclusions.
I have to say, very well said. I want to second that. Perhaps for me, the biggest thing to take away from this was dialogue, just to be able to talk through and reason through and listen to different perspectives, different ideas that came up in conversation, different approaches to issues at hand, a lot of which are experiences that are similar even. Someone coming to the parish asking for such and such a thing or demonizing the other or just like Father LaMarca said, with the recent presidential election, some of the rhetoric that you heard, and how do we work through the problems that people face every day? To be able to dialogue with a support group that is so diverse in its background and that is so open and that is so loving and caring. I think of the experience. I was loved through it by them. And it continues, this conversation continues today with amongst ourselves and amongst the community that we've come to establish.
And one of the things that it also did was it helped me realize the labels that we have in our society. There are countless labels. And any one day, I can be labeled as a white American. I can be labeled as a religious. I can be labeled as a son, as an uncle, as a brother. I mean, there's so many labels that we have. But what are we saying when we say someone has that label? When we're taking a group of people and we're calling them a certain title, do we understand really what that means? When we're comparing one person to a person in history, for good or for bad, do we really understand what we are saying? And that's one of the things that I definitely got from the experience, because we hear these comparisons so easily to people being compared to perhaps an Adolf Hitler. Do we really understand what we are saying when we're comparing anybody in our society to someone of the magnitude of Hitler?
As younger and a new generation of the priesthood, what is your biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge, I think, that we as younger clergy face is making sure that our voice is one that is well-educated, that is in the know, and that really connects with the people of today. The issues today are not the same issues that were at the forefront 20 years ago when my pastor, who I'm with now, when he was ordained. The issues are constantly evolving. And I think what the challenge is for the younger clergy, in the sense of ordination, is what are you being ordained into? Pope Francis is famously known for saying to the priests that you have to smell like the sheep. The shepherd has to smell like his flock. And what the FASB experience has done for me has made me well aware of what I have to do to smell like the sheep, to be with the people that I serve and that I'm called to serve. And that it's really a challenge, because you can get lost in a lot of different ways when you get ordained. You can get pulled in a lot of different directions. And the most important thing that I am constantly trying to remind myself when I'm in prayer is that I am a priest to serve and to serve the people of God that He puts before me, and that there are real struggles, there are real obstacles and challenges, and there's a real desire to bring Christ to the people I serve in so many different ways. And it's a day in and day out struggle and a challenge. And you think, did I do enough? Did I do it right? Could I done differently? But I think that is definitely something that can't be lost.
I would say that one of the biggest challenges that we face today is just a sense of meaning. You look at the American culture anyways, and what people are reaching out to and why they're reaching out to these things shows that there's a real shallowness of meaning. And as a result, you see depression on the rise. You see suicide on the rise. And studies have been done in psychology, showing a correspondence between happiness and meaning. To say that it's beyond a mere contentment and pleasure-seeking individuals that we are, but a deep-seated joy comes from a sense of meaning. And I think we have great meaning to provide as clergy, not in and of ourselves, but that our faith in Jesus Christ and what we can offer to the people of God in His name and in as distributors of His grace and many, many ways can help people realize that, wow, there's more to life than just living for myself. There's more to life than just getting to Friday and the end of the week. There's some great depth of meaning here, meaning that can be provided through our faith. And consequently, in the ways that we live our faith out, needs to be practiced. It's more than just a head meaning kind of thing, but to live that out and to help people do that. And I think it's a particular challenge anyways for today. I think we're in great position as younger clergy to connect with the younger generations who are inheriting this sense of meaning from their parents, and they're like, okay, well, what do we do with this? Where are we going? What's going on in our nation? How do we make meaning for ourselves and to be there and to serve and to help guide people and sort out and be in dialogue with them as they come to discover this for themselves? I think we're in a real privileged place.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. Deacon Luke and Father Mike, thank you so much for coming into our studios and sharing your story.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.